Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Selena, I forgot to give you the clean slate.
Look at that. You already gave me the clean slate, so you can go.
The clean slate. The ultimate tool for a master thief with a record.
I already know what it
is. The clean slate that wipes your record clean. Clean as a clean slate.
Shut up about the clean slate! Just go!
Clean slate. I forgot to do my stretches.
All right, you're about to die, so you don't really need to stretch.
Okay. It's a little morbid, but fair point. I'm out of here.
Very good. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. If you haven't figured it out yet, we're nuts. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. What's going on, Robo Producer? Friday, 3 o'clock. What are you thinking?
It's Friday. It's a little cooler than it has been for most of the week, so I'm thinking Saturday is going to be really nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice evening, nice weekend, I hope. It was really nice last night just watching Atlanta do what Atlanta had to do in football. That's all I'm going to say about that. Just going to leave it alone since I have Atlanta's kicker on one of my fantasy teams. But okay, it's no big deal.
Back to reality, the Dodgers beating the Cubs 14-2 today.
So you were talking
about... I play reality.
Oh, okay. The Tigers are in first by half a game. Nice. I didn't think I was keeping score, did you? You'd be wrong. All right, so one of our listeners, Mark Shane, brought up a really good point. I had been saying on the show I'm going to reveal October 5th the whole reason for the show. I've been saying that, but he did bring up an excellent point that that date October 5th is a Sunday. I know. Oops.
I hope you shout really loud.
Yeah, so I think the people where I'm going to church, I don't think they're going to appreciate me standing up in the middle of the pastor's sermon going, "Hold on, I forgot to make this announcement." I don't think that's going to go over so well. So now that I've been corrected, see, this is what I like about our audience. They catch the things that need to be caught. Why do we have a radio show? I was going to answer that October 5th. Now I'm going to have to answer that October 6th. I can't
do it
October
5th. Friday.
Well, I could, but that'd be October 3rd. I'm not sure I'll have the answer by then. I think the answer needs that Friday to get through, and then we'll be that next one. See right there? So I want to say brilliant catch. Brilliant catch by Mark Shane. Mark gets three spoons because that is just, that's really thinking. He really caught that one.
I think everybody knows that the purpose of the David Spoon Experience is to get completely sponsored by a company back east that sells corned beef.
Well, I'm not going to say that's not a part of the process. I think that's pretty good if it's good Vienna beef and it's coming from, like, you know, particular devil. If it's coming from Irving's, or we're on. That's it. You know, they're just going to spend $95,000 a month, and then they can be the sponsor of the show.
They probably get more business than they've ever had.
Yes, but there has to be caveats involved in that. And by caveat,
I don't like caviar.
No, not caviar. Caveats, as in, you know, intravenously feeding me corned beef.
That's scary.
Yeah, it sounds scary. But on the other hand, there's another part of me in my Jewish side that's going, yeah, yeah. And occasionally a blintz. Yeah. Or a potato latke. Okay, now we're rolling, baby.
And hungry.
Okay. All right. So there's so much to tell you. I do want to say that we are going to cover a couple stories and some teachings. We did do a teaching earlier today on relationships. If you did not hear the relationship teaching, it's one of those that you should probably look at the podcast. You can get the podcast off of kprz.com or thejewishchristian.com. You can also get it off of that. And it's a really good advice for relationships to keep them fresh. And I'm not talking fresh in the first 1 year or 5 years or 10 years, but 15, 20, 25, 30, to keep your relationship fresh the whole way through. And that's an important element to do. We're only going to do so many selected news stories. Some are good, some are bad, some are in between. This, I thought, was just apropos. Now, my understanding of the word apropos is it starts with an A and ends with an O. That's why it's called apropos. But I could be wrong about that. Did you hear about what happened to our friend in climate change, money-making magnate, Al Gore?
He finally admitted that he was wrong.
No, that cost him way too much. No. Here's what happened. And if, for those that don't know, here's what happened. No point getting offended. No point anybody getting upset about it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. Al Gore was doing a speech, and he was attacking some conservative people, people he considers conservative, who don't agree with his analysis on how climate change has affected the world. And he got to the microphone, right? And he starts speaking. And Al Gore does not do this very often, but he started to go into Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and was going to use scripture to address the people. While he was getting ready to quote Luke, while he was doing this, by the way, this is on YouTube if you want to see it, the microphone system died. So he could not finish, and he kept talking and didn't know that the microphone died. So, and he was trying to tell people about the portion of scripture where Jesus ultimately calls people hypocrites and talks about discerning of the sky and so on and so forth. So there were many people on the internet who thought, how poetically wonderful.
That's great.
That the Lord doesn't let him quote the Lord because he's misusing scripture to make his case, and the microphone goes out. So the only people that the only thing that people hear or see is his mouth going, bah, 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 bah.
That's incredibly awesome.
Is that funny? That is funny. I mean, that's whether you're, you know, into that or not into that, it's funny. I mean, that's, you know, the flying squirrel funny. I mean, that's funny. The microphone dies as he's trying to quote Jesus. Like the Lord was like going, nah. No, you can't do that. No.
And he just keeps talking.
Yeah, he kept talking right past it. Come on. All right, let me give you just a quick DDD. It's a super, super short one because I only got like 2 minutes or 3 minutes. By the way, again, Mark Shane, nice catch. I got to send him back an email going, good catch. This is out of Jeremiah 31:13. Jeremiah 31:13. I'm just going to say it, talk to you about it. Then we're going to exit. And then we've got a ton of other stories and a ton of other things to do today. Here's what it says. Then the virgin will rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old men together, for I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and give them joy for their sorrow. Okay. Now, in this passage, this is actually a passage about Israel finding deliverance and God restoring joy and happiness to the nation. That's the primary. But in all scripture, even though there are primaries, there are oftentimes secondaries and even third tier lessons you can get out of it. And one of these great, great, great portions is that when the Lord says, I'm going to turn their mourning into joy, I'm going to comfort them, and I'm going to give them joy for their sorrow. So there's two groups here. There are people that are mourning, and there are people that are sorrowful. They're really hurting on the inside. People that are mourning are often more mourning because of loss, and people who are in sorrow, it's often because of hurt and pain. And the Lord's promise, not just to the nation of Israel, but to also to his kids. And, you know, I could pull out 10 scriptures and pull out the scriptures that talk about this in the Psalms and so on. But I just thought it was a really cool read, is that God's going to take those that are hurting from loss, and he's going to put joy in their heart. And he's going to take joy and replace that for people who are not just hurting from loss, but are hurting from pains and from hurts and from woundedness. In the middle of all that process, he's going to bring comfort. And, you know, every once in a while, even me, you know, being strong, I'm strong in the Lord, so on and so forth. Every once in a while, I just need to sense the Lord just comforting me as the God of all comfort and saying, dude, it'd be okay. Sometimes that's $1 million worth of living when you get that in your system. Okay? All right. We take our break here, come back, and we got, like I said, a whole bunch of other things to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, and then we're coming right back.
For the longest, if you say.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today at LendUp.com to get a decision instantly, and you can get your money in minutes. LendUp is licensed by the Department of Corporations pursuant to the California Deferred Deposit Transaction Law.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction, and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Heat. Unrelenting heat. If you are a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Can you hear my voice tonight? Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. I just had contact with Eric this morning, and we will be doing our interview with them in about 2 weeks or so, maybe 3 weeks. I think it's 3 weeks from today. Excalibur Roofing, the big thing to remember, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. And, oh, by the way, if you have a roof issue, bam. Yeah, that's one of the things we probably should have talked to Tom about, because Current Solar Contracting, they're working together with Excalibur Roofing. I mean, these guys, it's cool, man, because the Christians are working together with Christians, and it's just a cool thing. If you've got any roof, anything, roof, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. You know, it's really, I don't know if you've been to the site. They've got a bunch of cool pictures. It's laid out really nice. You really get to see all the different stuff they do. All their estimates are free. The biggest thing is this. They will do the best that can be done with every ounce they have, because they do it as unto the Lord. And that's pretty much, I mean, that's it, right? What else do you need? That's it. Okay, so our very own Brittany, who is, coordinates in the front of our very own hallowed halls of KPRZ.
The director of First Impressions.
Yeah, she's the director of First Impressions at our company. She is both for KPRZ and for KCBQ, which is KCBQ is 1170, right? I get that wrong every once in a while. Anyway, I was writing some stuff down, and then I thought I heard her go, "Hey, and I was like, "What?" And,
a pirate moment?
Yeah. See? Yeah. See? It turns out that she brought to light the understanding that today, from a historical point of view, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, I wonder, on Ashley's sister station, KCBQ, Hugh Hewitt, they usually do a segment or two on talking like a pirate.
Well, why she brought it up, and for good reason, ladies and gentlemen, is because at participating Krispy Kreme shops, they're offering up one free original glazed donut in honor of International Talk Like a Pirate Day whenever you talk like a pirate at a Krispy Kreme. So if you go into Krispy Kreme and you go, "Arr, matey, I'd like a donut," then you can get a free donut. But wait, that's only part of it. You want to hear the rest of it?
Let's hear the rest of it here, David.
Here we go. If you'd wear full pirate attire, and say, "Arr, matey, come on over, lass." Okay, if you do that, you get a free dozen donuts.
Shiver me timbers.
Shiver me timbers. Yeah, no, really. So, and I went out and verified it, the whole thing. So it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, International Talk Like a Pirate Day, which, by the way, I have a question for that. Now, you're going to have to help me out right here. International Talk Like a Pirate Day, okay?
Aye, lad.
Okay, so my problem there is, what if the pirate is like, you know, from a different place as opposed to like an England or let's say an American pirate?
Ah,
you know what I'm saying? So what
si,
if he, you
senor.
Know, what is, I'm going to cut you because I've got a knife and now I have my cannon and I will shoot the cannon and we will tear up the sails and then we will, I mean, was International Talk Like a Pirate Day only qualify you talk like a pirate when it's got that "Arr, matey"? You
know
that?
Can we come up and have a look? Of course not. You are English type, sir. Well, what are you then? I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king? What are you doing in England? Mind your own business.
See, now, then here's my question. See, if you got that, so what if you got International Pirate and, you know, they're coming out of New Orleans and they're kind of jazzy?
"Hey, I'm the pirate.
A jazzy pirate.
I'm the jazzy pirate and I'm here because I'm going to sail this ship and take your gold. Then I'm going to have some bullion and then I'm going to have a little steak because I'm going to take your cow."
I mean, what happens if it's that? Can you do that? Can you have an International Pirate that's... Is that allowed? Because it's International Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's not...
All pirates got to be different, Dave.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if you got a pirate that talks like somebody in some region versus "Arr," because that's all you think of is "Arr, matey." And it's like, I don't even, what is that, by the way? "Arr, matey." Is that like English?
Arr, welcome to the David Spoon, pirate show.
Are we supposed to have this much fun? I don't think that's
legal. No, it should be highly illegal.
just too funny.
I mean, it should be highly illegal, David.
I mean, that's just, you know, but what, I mean, seriously, and then what about the pirate mime? Did you hear his line?
He said, pirate mime.
He said this. See? Come on. Right. That's genius. Don't tell me that is not genius.
That's pretty comedically funny.
That is
David.
Pretty comedically. Yeah, I know. It's just, I have moments. All right. Are we in our break?
Aye, lad.
Aye. We're going to take our break now. If you want a donut, you can go to Krispy Kreme. Aye.
You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM. San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Tell a
friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub, C-U-B.com or 888-595-6671.
The Comfort Cub has been such a blessing. As a hospital chaplain, I've given many Comfort Cubs to hurting families, and I've seen firsthand their healing touch.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you listened to radio and heard that last segment, you have got to
consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, that was... That was some pretty interesting stuff right there.
Ron, really quickly before we move along, all Pirates are from Cleveland because they're trying to get away.
Yeah, they're from Cleveland. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Oh, that was a good line, though. Ohio State had a good line. He also had a good story that he sent me that we're going to do in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes. But I got to go through some of these other history things because I got caught up in the Pirate thing and I didn't get to finish some of these history things.
Let's go, lad.
Okay. Okay, I think that's enough of the pirate thing, though.
Aye.
Okay. Let's see. This was, I thought, something interesting. In 1955, President Juan Perón of Argentina was deposed and exiled after a military coup. Now, the reason that I find that interesting and nobody else will is because I wrote a major paper on Juan Perón in my academic days.
Nice.
And you know what the name? This is not a joke. You know what the name of my report was?
I'm afraid to ask.
Oy vey, Argentina. No, for real. I got an A+. I just want you to know. I got an A+. Oy vey, Argentina.
That is perhaps the greatest title of any paper I have ever heard.
It's, you know, it's. I think it makes sense to me. It made perfect sense, especially when you read the
material. Did you do a cover on that?
No. But in 1957, on this day, the United States conducted its first underground nuclear test. in the Nevada desert. People don't know that. 1958, the slot machine was born. Makes you think, doesn't it? Because it's got an arm. Okay, just think it through, folks. Just think it through. You'll get there. Let's see. A couple other things that I did want to tell you that are in history. And this is a wonderful one. Today is Butterscotch Pudding Day.
I never liked butterscotch.
Well, here's the thing about butterscotch that people don't know. Butterscotch is brown sugar and butter. And when I say that, that is the primary two ingredients. It's primarily brown sugar and butter together. That's what butterscotch is.
Did not know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of those things that you think, wow. The other thing I wanted to let you know today, we are thankful for Melville Bissell, who patented the carpet sweeper on this day in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's a line there. I'm just going to move on. And then this I thought was absolutely amazing, and nobody has ever, I'd never heard this before, and I'm sure it's true. I have no doubt about it. But in 1959, Khrushchev, the USSR leader, was in Southern California, okay, visiting, right, like with your permission and everything, and he wasn't allowed in Disneyland on this day. He was very upset. He wasn't allowed in Disneyland primarily because they didn't bring enough security for him, and they would not let him go see Tinkerbell, Mickey, or any of the other things at Disneyland.
Or ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Oh, you had to bring the pirate thing back in, did you? You're stuck on that, aren't you?
Aye, lad.
Okay. How would you like to hear one of the funniest stories that was sent to me by Ohio State Ron that I've been waiting to do till today, till this moment?
Dave, it would make my week.
Good. National Review Online reporting just last week that bras. Can you talk about bras?
You just did.
Are now racist because they come in the color nude. The editorial board of a college newspaper, of course, has declared that bras are racist because they come in colors named nude, since non-white people's skin isn't that color when they're nude. It's like, what? Hold on. What? Hold on. What? See, this is the thing, folks. This is where the people, they get mad at me. Why do you do stories like that, Dave? Well, there's really three reasons that I do stories like this. One, I want to show you what's going on as the world is crumbling around you. Number two, if we don't pray, these stories are going to get worse. And number three, if you don't think that in a certain sense that's funny, you have no pulse or sense of humor.
Because it's, Spoon!
I mean, how can a bra is racist because they call the color nude? Are you kidding me? I mean, is that just, is that like high?
That is absolutely bizarre.
It's so weird. It's not even, it's weird. The bra is racist because they come in the nude color. I mean, I cannot tell you how this is going to affect people who are like me, who have a group of yarmulkes who are thinking, oh, we're going to have a problem now. I can tell you what's going to happen right now. You're going to tell me all my yarmulkes are racist because they're this color and this color. It's like, yeah, this is, you can't do this.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
See, what I'm thinking is maybe that this college editorial group, maybe they were in the desert in 1957 when they did
long.
The first nuclear test. Maybe that was the fallout and the radiation. When you start calling bras racist, I feel you've gone too far. I feel perhaps if the Lord decides to return today or before the end of the show, it would just seem appropriate.
It's like, fire!
Works for me. We're going to take our break here, come back. Now, listen, I got a kind of an intense teaching that we're actually going to do. I know it's Friday, but it's an intense teaching on Jesus and discipline. So don't go anywhere. Pretty interesting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Points Sheraton in Kearney Mesa. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at kprz.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrive and Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead. Flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSOP 468-117.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy and the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425 and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wow, this is going to be good. I hope you really enjoy this. This is really something I came across this morning in my DDDs, in my devotional, daily devotionals. These are my, you know, daily devotionals right here. Daily Diamond Devotionals. Diamond Daily Devotionals. What do we call these now? What's our new name for them? Do we have a new name yet?
No. Devotional Diamond of the Day.
Okay, close enough.
Otherwise known as Triple D.
Triple D. This is a good one, man. Now, I'm reading this morning, and you know, sometimes when you're reading and you've read something, maybe, well, okay, in my case, 50 times. You read this portion 50 times.
Right.
And something kind of sticks out, and you just go, ooh, it's a kind of a fresh way to look at that, da-da-da. That's what we got going on here. Revelations chapter 3, verse 19. So I'm in Revelations, I'm in Jeremiah, and I'm in Psalms. Those are the three places that the Lord has been bouncing me around, although the other day he took me to 1 Samuel, but we'll talk about that some other time. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 says this, and listen, this is Jesus speaking to the church, right? This is remember, Revelation chapter 2 and 3 are the seven churches that John sent the letters to, and Jesus was speaking directly to the seven churches. This is something that Jesus said to one of the churches. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be committed and repent. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be committed and repent. So Jesus talking to the church of Laodicea, telling them, you know, this, and there's a lot of negative things that have taken place in some of the different churches. But Jesus tells them, look, as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. And so be committed and repent. So I think what people misunderstand is understanding when Jesus talks about loving, people get this image of a flower inside a gun, somebody holding up two fingers for the peace sign, and then somebody smoking a doobie or something. I mean, that's like this image they get, like, Jesus is all about peace and love and everything's like, oh, it's all cool, man. It's all cool. If it feels good, do it. And it's like, yeah, no, it's not even close. When Jesus defines love, look how he defines his love and how he shows his love. Listen to what he says. As many as I love, I rebuke. So rebuking and disciplining is a part of how Jesus shows love. This is the part that drives me batty when these guys come out and say, well, you can't judge anybody because any judgment you make is incorrect. First of all, it's not even what it says. When it says it, people take one part of the scripture. It says, judge not, lest ye be judged. With the measure you use, it will be used against you. Good. So if you judge in righteousness and with scripture and with mercy, then that's how it'll be used against you. Right. Good. That's what we want. In John 7:24, it says, judge ye righteous judgment. There are seven occasions in the Pauline epistles where Paul says, you must judge, you must evaluate, you must determine, you must choose amongst you. Whenever you make a choice from one person over another, including an election, you just judged one person over another. You can't, it's to deny it. What people misunderstand is the word judge. The word, the judge that Jesus said he didn't want you to do was an internal condemnation with annihilation and no purpose of redemption or possibility. He didn't say, don't make a good choice. And so it's this mentality that people have. No, it's all, everybody's just, ooh, peace, love, drugs and rock and roll. It's like, no. Jesus shows people how he loves them. He rebukes them and he disciplines them. Now watch this. But he rebukes them. So here's my question. And by the way, a rebuke, kind of what it sounds like. What's a rebuke? I think you know. Here's my question. Answer this question. You don't have to answer to me. I'm just asking this question. When was the last time Jesus rebuked you? Because if he rebuked you, it proves he loved you. You see, when was the last time the Holy Spirit said, hey, that none of that, right? Disciplined by the Lord. He rebukes those he loves, right? And then he says this, as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Let me catch this real quickly. You know what the word discipline means? This is the irony behind this. It means to spank. You know how we're going through this whole thing with the NFL and the spanking and now it's where you can't spank your kids and blah, blah, blah. Which, by the way, I have the papers we're going to talk about next week. I have the papers that show the domestic abuse in the NFL is 1/3 of the domestic abuse in the general population. 1/3. But you don't hear it. Nobody's going to. Because, so you know, when Barack Obama is saying to the NFL, get your house in order, somebody should say that to him regarding the United States of America, since 300% more people are domestically abused in the general population. Well, that's Barack Obama's house. So it's like, you better watch that. But the point is, spanking, obviously not anti-biblical, but beating a child or an abusiveness, that's ridiculous. I mean, nobody, I'm going to put Tabasco in his mouth. Well, you're an idiot. Maybe you shouldn't be a parent. I mean, that's fine. But the point is, discipline is fine, especially if it's done with the purpose of correction and not out of frustration and anger. But here's what Jesus said. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. And then he says this, so be committed. It's like, whoa, what? So yeah, so I'm going to rebuke you and I'm going to spank you, but you better be in, because it's going to come your way. And then he says, and repent, which means to be, you know what that means? It means to be repent ready. Like when God says wrong, change it, do it different. You go, okay, I'm in. I'm sorry, Lord. I change it. That's, you got to be repent ready. I'm serious. So repent ready. I mean, I know it's not an actual biblical term, but it should be. Well, not should be, but it could be, in the sense that we've got to be ready to respond. When David was rebuked by Nathan the prophet, and Nathan the prophet said, you did this, you are the man. He goes, thou art the man. David said, I sinned before the Lord. I did it. Own it. Own it, eat humble pie, and be honest about it. And the Lord will extend you mercy to get you through it. That's kind of the cool part. So my point in this is for people to understand, as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be committed and repent. Here's Jesus telling the church this. So when's the last time he rebuked you? Understand he's going to spank you. You better be committed, because when he rebukes you and disciplines you or spanks you, it's going to hurt. And you've got to be in for the long haul, and you got to be repent ready. Isn't that good? What do you think of that? That was good. So I'm reading that this morning going, uh-oh. Because for me, I feel like I get spanked all the time from the Lord. You did that wrong. You did that wrong. In fact, I don't even put it down on paper now. I use computer.
If you're a real Christian, you probably hear that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never talked to a Christian who's a real Bible-believing, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God who died on the cross, was buried 3 days later, rose again believing Christian, who didn't understand this expression. Oh, that's a God took his 2x4 and hit me in the head.
Hard.
I mean, if you do not understand that expression, I am more concerned than ever for you. You should understand it. All right, we're going to take our break here, come back. We're going to do an amazing two pieces. We're going to do our Facebook post plus the origin of some different foods. Really kind of a cool story. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Then we're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
If you're looking for a great value, look no further than your Honda dealers of San Diego County. The 2014 Accords are selling down fast, so don't miss the best prices of the season. Find your nearest dealer at sthondadealers.com.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scantabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com. That's donateplasmanow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets.
I want to live like that. Cause all you
don't miss an evening with Grammy Award-winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com.
We were made to thrive.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
On September 26th, a must-see movie for couples.
We're going to have more than one date.
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for. Love is
the power. The best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts September 26th.
Love is the power.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Yeah, you know, San Diego is really a very cool place to live. But
really is.
You know, when you have the moments that are hard, like when it was really hot, it's, you know, it's like, you kind of get through. But overall, I mean, we were out yesterday. It was, like you said, it was cooler yesterday. Last night was much cooler.
So you slept for the first time pretty much all week.
Yeah. So it was kind of nice. And then we had a nice, it was a beautiful sunset. I got all these pictures. And it's just really nice. So I like stuff like that. All right. Let's talk real quickly. If you want to reach the show, by the way, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I always appreciate that. And Mark, I did get that email. Very cool. Real quickly, we want to give the origin on a couple of food stories, and then I want to finish off with a DDD, and then we'll be going into the weekend. Caesar salad. This is the origin of Caesar salad. The popular salad actually had nothing to do with Julius Caesar. It was invented by Chef Caesar Cardini in a restaurant at his Tijuana Hotel, Hotel Caesar. That's where it came from. Did not know that. This one I think I did know. So who exactly? Eggs Benedict? Who is Benedict? Two theories. One, a stockbroker. I've heard that theory. Claimed to have thought it up. He thought up the dish while nursing a bad morning after. And then another one was a head chef named Charles Ronhofer. Claimed he invented it for the stockbroker at the same hotel.
Well, why isn't it called Eggs Ronhofer?
That's a great line right there. That's pretty good right there. Nachos, and I've actually seen the story on this. Nachos were invented by now legendary maitre d' Ignacia Anaya, who whipped up the first batch for a group of hungry U.S. military wives at the restaurant called the Victory Club in Mexico near Fort Duncan. He fried up some tortilla chips, topped them with shredded cheese, sliced jalapenos, served them as a dish. He named them after his nickname, Nacho. That was his nickname.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was his nickname. Reuben's, I got to do this quickly. Reuben's sandwich, hot sandwich of corned beef, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, sauerkraut on rye.
Gosh.
I know it, so now I'm hungry. Claims that a grocer named Reuben Kalafaski, forget it, Reuben dude with a K in the last name, invented a sandwich to accompany his weekly poker game at Omaha, Nebraska's Blackstone Hotel. On another account holds it was created by Arnold Rubin, the owner of the famous New York deli named Rubin's. I actually believe the first story over the second story, because where else but Omaha, Nebraska, where you invent the Rubin sandwich? Graham crackers. Sylvester Graham was a Presbyterian minister in the 1800s and a big proponent of Puritan lifestyle. To then, and he invented this rather simple cracker and would probably be appalled to learn that people today regularly defile them with chocolate and marshmallows. For some more. He probably wouldn't want any more of the some more.
Yeah, can we have some more, please?
No. We don't have time for the music. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 is the Facebook post. And this Facebook post, I'm going to tell you right now, is a good one. Okay, Facebook post. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says this. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. All right, now I want you to hear this, because there's five sentences that go after this. Each one, make reference to each one of us, should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Number one, and this is the key, you have a gift from God. Not you just have talent and skills. You have a gift from God. Number two, it's a manifestation of God's grace. A gift of God is a manifestation of God's grace. If you did not know that, look at 1 Peter 4:10. A gift of God is a manifestation of God's grace. Number three, it's for the benefit of others. And where everybody gets kind of cloudy is when you get involved in, well, God's given me a gift. It's awesome. It's never so you can be pumped up. A gift from the Lord is never a trophy. It's never a trophy. A gift from the Lord is a tool for the benefit of others. If you just read through Scripture, understanding 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, understanding even David and Solomon at some point recognized, I am in the position I am in simply because God loves his people. It's like, it's not about you having a trophy or a medal or a badge. It's about you and I administering God's grace to other people so they can know that he loves them. That's what the purpose is. So you have a gift from God, number one. Number two, it's a manifestation of God's grace. Number three, it's for the benefit of others. Number four, you are accountable for that service. Now listen to what the scripture says. Each one of you should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. You are accountable for that service. That is your responsibility. You will answer to God for it. You will give an account for it. Then the last point is this. So how's it going? It's like, so how's it going? How's using that gift going? So listen to what it says. Here's the Facebook post. You have a gift from God. It's a manifestation of God's grace. It's for the benefit of others. And you're accountable for that service. How you doing? How's that operation going? How's that process going? The reason that I bring that up is because every person has been graced by God with a gift from God, which is a manifestation of his grace for the benefit of others, and we are accountable to put ourselves in a place to use that gift to bless others. So if God gives you a gift and you bury it, if he gives you a talent and you bury it, that's not a win-win situation. You have a gift from the Lord, and maybe you don't do it perfect. Maybe you're afraid of it or whatever. I'm not sure. But he gave it to you for a reason. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to give gifts. He knows how to help people. He knows how to work with people. He knows how to encourage people to encourage people. There's a reason God gave you your gift, and you should use it for God and to bless his people. And you should not be afraid of it because it's your gift. And maybe you understand it a little more, maybe you don't. But you do your best to do it before the Lord. That's what you do. That's the walk, man. That's what we do. Okay? That's it. Right? All right, brother. I think we've done it. We've wrapped up on a nice show. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 70-hour break. Then we do it all over again with more insanity with Spoonanity.